Last week on Utterly Absurd.
Cows, 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 cows.
It was the last will and testament, and only three made it through. One was, well, not dead yet. Temporary Butterfly was laid to rest, leaving three for the surprise finale. That's right, part one of the finale is tonight. Welcome to Utterly Absurd's finale part one, the audio files.
Woo!
And with us tonight, we have the ever effervescent Black Jack, fresh from his bowling league. And the not dead yet temporary Butterfly.
I knew I'm not dead.
Well, I'm not dead yet. We're not dead yet.
I can do the Highland Pink.
All right. For those of you who have not been following the show, Utterly Absurd is a vocal acting show with a twist on a twist on a lemon lime twist. And that is mixed with a little bit of a cow and horns and spots and weirdness. And weirdness is what the show is all about. So, Utterly Absurd is a brainchild of Blackjack, and mix that in with the wackiness of a Reed, and you get a bizarre show. So, each week the contestants have had to compete. One has been eliminated each week. There are tokens. We're going through this really fast. If you really, really need to know, you can look at the thread.
So, we don't use tokens anymore, though.
That's right. The tokens became obsolete last week, and now it's just down to raw talent and duking it out to the end.
And now I have to, like, I was adding up the tokens, Reed, for listeners who don't know. Any unspent tokens, I'm going to pay them 5,000 VH
and
dollars.
And you are Po now. Huh?
And it's like 300,000 VH dollars or something total. I'm like, oh, man, I hope I get that much when this show ends. But no, I'm going to get like 40,000 for completing this show. But it's okay because I like the tokens.
And in today's economy, that's worth about a penny.
You're so rich.
That's right. Okay. You can buy one piece of VH bubblegum for $500,000.
And what it tastes like.
So we have a two-part finale. And the reason it's two-part is because each week the contestants have been duking it out between the choice of doing a blackjack-themed competition and a Reed-themed competition. This time we've split it in two. We had one round a couple of weeks ago where it was a partially visual round, and we've wanted to have a video dub round, so that will be next week's half of the finale challenge. But tonight we have straight up audio with a twist. And what is our lemon lime twist tonight, Blackjack? Do you know?
I know my theme wasn't the.
It's a good question. Hold on.
This is the twist, the opponent's choice.
Oh!
It's the opponent's choice.
They all had like 48 hours to write something for the other person that we added for them. This is your round, Reed. You take
it.
That's
the best description ever.
Video dub.
All right, fine. That's fine.
Wait, what's the twist? Was I close at least?
No, you were close. That's right.
Wow.
It was not actually your round or my round. It was, they both blended. But
I know.
Yeah. So this was an audio challenge. It's not a new thing on VH, but we sort of adapted it into ours, where each of the opponents had to come up with a theme and a couple of characters for their opponents, and their opponents had two to choose from, and they would go with that. The character list could be anywhere from two to four characters. The person getting the challenge had to use two of the characters minimum. They could add as many others as they want. There were some slight limitations as to what they could do as far as like keeping it within comfort zones. Otherwise, it was a free-for-all. They could choose to make people do whatever. And so tonight, for your edification and entertainment and amusement and
listening pleasure
to move you, we will we have three finalists. We have Russ.
Russell.
We have JC.
Genesee.
And we have Janie Garley.
Janie.
And tonight, these contestants will find out if they've got an edge on their finalist competitors going into the video dub end game. Mm-hmm. One more week, folks.
Dun, dun, dun.
This is utterly absurd.
Okay.
All right. Should we start with our first contestant? And we want to welcome... Oh, we are breaking in and... Oh, hell, it's Temp. We'll just say it. We are popping Temp's VH Cherry for guest judging.
I forgot my condom, you guys. Yeah.
Can you believe that? Can you?
That's it. Get out. We're not that. Doing this without... Get out.
That's shocking to me that Temp hasn't guest judged the show yet.
I know.
Nope. Wow. I'm glad. I'm glad. I'm proud. I'm happy that...
Oh, my God. This is so your opportunity, Blackjack. You gotta say it.
No.
What?
No.
Just read. I'm gonna
funny how Temp knows exactly what I was gonna just say.
Tell your wife on you.
Wow.
Who's up first?
Welcome to Utterly Awkward.
Utterly Awkward.
Speaking of such things. Speaking of such things, it's Roz. Shall we listen?
Yes.
Yes, we shall. We decided to actually announce the categories, the challenges that they were given beforehand. After listening to this, we thought that would make it clearer as far as the listen goes. Mm-hmm. So for Russ was given a choice of two options. The first theme was as follows. Everyone has been rejected in their lives, even Disney characters. In this therapy session, rejected Disney characters that never made it to the big screen for one reason or another lay out their feelings about what happened to them. Characters must choose a minimum of two: an evil cow, a prince who wants a princess to save him, a talking animal who used to be adorable but now is going through a drunken midlife crisis, and the little brother of a prince.
Okay. And the other scenario that Russ could choose is present a training scene in which the bartender is training a new customer to concoct a variety of strange, unusual, and of course, absurd drinks for customers. Ingredients can be anything and everything. It must present a minimum of three drinks. Characters required are a bartender and his trainee, and customer commentary is also optional. So Russ could have chosen either one of those scenarios.
Seriously, Blackjack, whoever wins this finale, if we do a season two, they have to be a judge, because to come up with an idea like these are golden ideas.
Me and you, how long did we take when me and you were like making the rounds, just sitting there at the writing block trying to come up with a whole bunch of things? And these are like, I read all these scenarios and they're all really good scenarios.
Really, really good.
That can be out. You know, we should use the ones that aren't used. We should use them as rounds for something else. I don't know if it's this show, but it's just something in the future. I'm going to use these.
Pure evil.
Yes.
Okay. Save him for the really utterly absurd part two.
The right? Utterliest absurd.
What?
Utterly absurd that it's a sequel, you know. Okay,
it's
so let's...
It's called The Emperor Absurd's Back.
Mm-hmm. All right, so let's listen to Russ then.
Okay, so where's this office?
I didn't say we were going to an office.
You said we were getting help.
That's right, big brother.
We both need help with, you know. So we're going to a producer's office, right? Or an agent? An agent who can make sure we actually get some screen time?
Not a producer or an agent. A therapist.
You're
so full of anger, big bro. I want to make sure you'll find peace.
By standing in a pasture?
Not quite.
Daniel, this is the stupidest...
Just over this fence.
And the stench...
Hey, watch it.
Oh, sorry. Didn't see you there.
Ha ha. You think height jokes are funny, do you?
No, seriously. I mean... Sir, Mr. Dwarf, wait. Are you the therapist? Not that dwarves can't be therapists or anything, I just...
Not me, you idiot. Over there.
There's nothing but a cow.
That's right.
What's right? That you dragged me here to talk about my problems with a cow?
What's the matter with you, buddy? You racist? Speciest? Why can't a cow be a therapist?
First of all, you do not talk to me like that. I am a royal prince.
Oh, is that why the fancy sissy clothing?
You!
Roger, she's waiting for us. And since you are the eldest and heir to our father's throne, shouldn't you go first?
Well, of course I should. This is... What am I supposed to do anyway?
Tell the cow what's wrong.
But She's a cow! How is this supposed to...
Just try it.
That's right, Princey. Show us how it's done.
The name is Prince Roger, you little twerp. And call me your highness.
Again with the high jokes.
I'm not... This is... Okay. Okay. Is she supposed to be a magic cow or something?
Just tell her.
Right. Well, okay, your cowness, you know how all the girls are into this equality thing? They don't want to just wait for us men. They don't want to do as we say. So, I thought, why not let them have their way? Why should I take all the risks of fighting dragons and ogres?
What are you, a coward?
No, I'm just being practical. I think it would make a great movie. I could sit back and watch while some princesses get to see what it's really like when you have to do the rescuing. Let them get singed and battered. Let them have to hammer out the dents in their armor because some idiotic troll got past their guard.
But Disney wouldn't go for it.
You don't say.
And it's so unfair. They want equality? Well, I say let them take the hard stuff too. But the Disney producers turned me down flat. Now they won't even take my calls, and anytime I try to audition for anything, they have me escorted out of the building. I can't get a break.
Yeah, that's tough.
All right. So, fine. I told the cow. Now what? Wait. Why is she pawing the ground like a bull?
And lowering her horns, too. I'd start running if I were you.
What? No!
Huh. He's a good runner, that brother of yours.
Yeah, comes from lots of practice. Running from dragons, running from ogres.
Think she'll catch him?
Nah. He's in really good shape.
I'm impressed. He's taking the full lap around the pasture at top speed.
What was that all about?
Aversion therapy. You told the cow your problem, and she made sure you wouldn't want to think about it again.
I don't think my heart can take this. You know, I have a bad heart. Okay, dwarf. I want to see you next.
Yeah, I sort of wasn't expecting...
Quit stalling! What's your problem?
Well, you know, it was supposed to be Snow White and the Eight Dwarves.
Really? You were supposed to be in Snow White?
And then somebody decided it was supposed to be only seven of us. I learned all the songs. I practiced the dances. I had my lines down cold, and then they told me I was out.
Well, that doesn't sound fair.
You bet it wasn't fair. And if they had to get rid of one of us, why me? They practically had to drag Bashful out of the dressing room every time they shot one of our scenes. That narcoleptic Sleepy was practically useless. It's my name everyone should remember. I just can't figure it out.
So, it would have been, Doc, Bashful, Sleepy, Sneezy, Happy, Grumpy, Dopey, and...
Stinky. Don't look at me like that. It's the garlic. I love it, but my body doesn't metabolize it right. It doesn't matter anyway. It's not like they were going to do the film in Smell-O-Vision. Little kids would have loved saying my name.
Yeah, that definitely would have been different.
Time to run.
I don't know about this. I mean, I got tiny little legs.
That's a good point. Miss Cow, don't you think you could make an exception?
Hey, whoa, what's she looking at me for?
Guess he caught his breath.
Although he's barely keeping in front of her.
I appreciate the assistance, Highness.
My pleasure. Always happy to help one of the... Oh, sorry.
Little people. Yeah, I get that a lot.
I can't take this anymore.
Then it's my turn, I guess. Okay, my problem is, well, obviously, I'm a younger son. Not the heir to the throne at all.
Is that a problem?
Well, all the romances use the heir. The heroine has to be in line to become queen, you know? Younger princes are... spares. We never take center stage.
I hear you.
So that's my problem. Simple enough. The writers and producers just aren't interested. I only see one solution.
What solution?
Oh, you shouldn't hear this. Miss Cow, if you would help me out...
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, so, you ever see Megamind?
Yeah, but...
Think about it. Huh?
Huh? Oh, comedic villain, right?
Exactly!
Daniel! Help me!
And don't the comedic villain need a sidekick?
Of course! Stinky, this could be the beginning of a beautiful friendship.
And that was Disney Princess Russell. That's his new, that should be his new Skype name, Disney Princess Russell.
Oh my god. The only princess with a beard.
Right.
No, he's Rapunzel because of the hair.
Russell, oh, yes. Wet down your long beard.
He not has a long tangled.
Not
he cannot shave his beard or he'll lose his magical
power. His beard has healing powers. It's so it turns brown when you cut it off.
God. Before we start, I actually want to say something to all the contestants. You know, as I was contemplating auditioning for the island and thinking, oh God, I got to come up with another character, I thought you guys have to come up with something fresh every week. And that's hard. That's really, really hard. And you guys have done an amazing job. All the contestants have really, really done an amazing job. And the three of you who are in here, no matter what happens with this finale, should really be applauded. It's just,
you guys are inspirational.
Seriously. I'm just, yeah. Huzzah. Bravo.
slow clap.
Slow clap, right. All right. So on to this. Well, it looks like you picked the Disney one. I personally think the bartender one, because, you know, you could have gotten really absurd with the drinks, but they were both really great choices, so that's cool. I was a little confused, unfortunately, and I think it had to do with differentiation of the voices. Now, I went back and listened the second time, and when I re-listened, I saw what you were choosing, and I liked it. I liked how the prince was sort of like a high-pitchy kind of voice with a little bit of tootiness to him. And, you know, you made the little brother yourself, and then you went for the deep voice for the dwarf. I liked that you added the dwarf. And at first, I missed that he was a dwarf, but there was some distraction, I think, at that time, you know, while I was trying to listen. But it seemed like I didn't learn he was a dwarf until about 4 minutes in. I was like, oh, okay. But the dwarf was a good... The dwarf was a good choice. I think that it would be cool, and I mean, this is the last non-visual round, so I don't know. I think it would have been easier if I could have differentiated the voices. But I like how you went with the whole Napoleon complex with the dwarf, and you just, you know, decided that it didn't really, you know, like he was going to take everything personally. It's always fun to hear cows in these things, with it being utterly absurd. It's like this big challenge to throw a cow into it. And you managed to throw it in without it actually being a character. I wrote down high jokes. I think the comic relief here was the dwarf. The dwarf was good comic relief. I mean, it was a good job. It was a good job.
Mm-hmm. Well, I was listening to this. I don't know why, but it finally hit me. Like, I knew that this show was, like, pretty writing intensive, but, like, I didn't really know to the extent of how writing intensive this show was until I was listening to this. I was like, it's damn, these guys, you know, it's almost like a Let It Be Written type thing, because they're writing scenes every single week.
Absolutely. That's why they need to be applauded.
Mm-hmm, unless you're me and you just make shit up.
What was cool about this week is you guys did get, like, a little help on the writing front, because... You were, like, given a task, but still, like, you know, having to write this on your own. I give you major props there, Russ. I'm glad you didn't take a visual note that I wrote down, Reed. I was going to say, like, I could see why you would have chosen the Disney thing, because it would sound more absurd. And if this was, like, a visual thing, with, like, if I was able to, visually. Like... Because then you could, like, see the different characters, like, visually, and then it would have been easier. But since this was, like, only audio, it was really tough for me to distinguish all the characters. I got the deep voice. The deep voice was fine. Mm-hmm. It was the other two. I believe it was the young...
The prince and his brother.
Brother. Yeah. That was just... It was...
Which, if you think about it, it's ironic, so because brothers usually sound alike.
Yeah, me and... Yeah, I know. That's perfect example. Like, it's... It's hard, and it didn't do you any favors there. But I mean, I do also feel you could have taken it, like, a little bit more extreme. I like how you were going to. I liked the voice you took with the whiny prince, though. Like, it was like,
yeah,
it was pretty absurd, and I appreciated that. But I just, it was very similar to the brother for me, and it was hard to tell. Let's see. I like the deep voice, the dwarf. I got that once, 4 minutes in, it became clear to me when you started making all those references. I don't know. Maybe I'll add something later. Temp, what do you think?
I like the idea, the basic idea, and your mixing was so good in this. I noticed that at the beginning with the bird sounds and the birds, how quick this like the dialogue was on top of each other, and how the exchange worked with there. I had a problem with the voices too, but I really when I figured out it was with Prince, it was pretty cool. And I got kind of distracted by the cow. I kept laughing because the cow kept coming up. And I could see hearing the satanic cow in the background. And imagine things with the satanic cow. But it was really great mixing. And I think you, because I remember you said something about voices, and you really went there with the voices that week. It was really great to hear you go crazy with voices again. So yay, Russ.
Okay,
so our next contestant is JC, right?
Okay, yeah, I believe Janie was last.
Right, so JC had two options.
Okay.
Option number...
You read one, I'll read the other.
So option number one is the esteemed physicist Stephen Hawking has severe ALS, which has progressed to the point where he can now only move a single cheek muscle, which he uses to operate a computer pointer. He communicates by selecting one letter at a time, and it is considered rude to anticipate what he is going to say or to prompt or help in any way. Your characters are two of his grad students that are meeting with him to discuss their PhD thesis and any additional characters you choose.
Ooh.
God, I hope it's not Stephen Hawking.
That'd be a challenge.
It'd be like one letter at a time for 5 minutes. Just kill
unless him. It's the Big Bang Theory.
That is, if he wants a challenge, I don't know what he's chosen yet, but that's a challenge. The other scenario that Genesis could have chosen. You are trapped in the television. From station to station, you try to find your way out through the crazy people you meet along the way. Kind of like that movie Stay Tuned, if you ever saw that. So the characters, that's the scenario. The characters are a boy with a lisp, an extremely manly action movie type hero, an Australian animal specialist, and an overenthusiastic children's show host that has to explain everything in rhyme. Exciting.
I kind of hope. Well, I know who picked one, but I kind of hope you picked that one because
I don't know.
I can almost picture it. I think I know what movie you're talking about. Let's stay
tuned. It's Poltergeist, but less satanic.
A lot less satanic. Yes. Poltergeist, the absurd version.
I've only seen Poltergeist.
All right, shall we listen?
Listen to Stephen Hawking. All right, no kidding. We'll see.
Oh, okay. Oh my God, I saw a comedian talking about, like, you know, it was raunchy comedy, of course, and he was talking about different celebrities, this different celebrities in bed, and he was like doing Stephen Hawking going, "Oh baby, oh baby."
Yeah,
it was terrible, and I just repeated that. Okay, we should stop.
Oh, my head. Huh? It's so dark. What? Where am I? Huh? Oh, there's a window over there. Let's see. Maybe I'll recognize something. But this is my living room! But where's the TV? Wait. Seeing the room from this perspective, the couch and the recliner are facing this way. It can't be! I'm not inside the television!
Jay, I've got the popcorn. I'm ready to watch the
Ryan?
Movie.
Ryan, is that you?
Jay, where'd you go?
I'm here! I'm on the other side of the TV
Jay,
screen!
Where'd you go?
God damn it, Ryan! Can't you see me or hear me?
Jay!
Ryan!
He's not here.
Ryan! Get back here! Help me! God damn it! All right, Jay. You got in. You can get out. There's got to be a way. Oh, my eyes are finally adjusting. This looks like a hallway of doors? How original. Oh, they all have numbers and logos on them. This must be the TV Guide channel. This one's Animal Planet.
Crikey! What's a lad like you doing around here?
I'm not quite sure myself.
Better watch your step while you're here, mate.
Watch my step? For what?
Oh, we got lions and tigers. Lions, tigers, and bears. Lions and pumas. Lions, tigers, and pumas. Lions, pumas, tigers, pumas, and bears. Pumas, 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 monkeys. Pumas, 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 and pumas. And the extra deadly boa constrictor with the venomous bite so deadly any duncey enough to dance to the death will be dead in 2 minutes flat. But since I'm an Australian animal expert with his own TV show, I'm going to tangle with it anyway just to demonstrate how knowledgeable and badass I am about these creatures and pumas.
You sound more British than Australian.
Eh, look, there's much of a difference.
Is there any part of this jungle that doesn't have pumas lurking around?
No! This is the puma jungle! You don't bother them, they won't bother you! You gotta have respect for them.
Ah, that's what they all say.
You gotta have respect for the pumas!
Sure. Praise the pumas.
Respect for the pumas!
Look, do you have any clue on how I can get back to the real world like we were initially discussing?
R-E-S-P-E-C-T. Oh, I think I had that song on my iPod.
There's obviously no use in talking to you. I'm out of here.
Respect! You know, mate.
Oh, shut up. Okay. Time to try another one. Eeny, meeny, miny. Ah, the Disney Channel.
You get the best of both worlds.
Not gonna say anything? I am not gonna say anything. Okay. Please let there be a way out through here.
Good morning, my dear children. How are you all today? We're gonna have some fun, and laugh the time away.
What the heck?
Is something wrong, young man? Your face looks red with pain. Something I can do to help before you go insane?
I think I'm already there.
Timmy, come here and help this poor dear.
What's wrong, mister?
I can't swear.
Well, of course you can't. Children are present. To plague their ears would be mighty unpleasant.
What have I walked into?
Well, my friend, as I was just saying, today's special topic is all about playing. The other day, as Timmy recalls, we all got up and played with our balls.
I like to play with balls, mister. That's why I got two, not just one.
Okay,
One time I was playing with them in the house and bounced them against the walls, and then they landed in the fresh baked pie, and whipped cream got all over my balls.
What?
So I asked my dog Chester to clean them off for me. My mom walked in and asked, why are you letting the dog lick your balls?
Okay, swearing's not allowed, but you can get away with this?
What do you mean, oh confused one? Playing with balls is so much fun!
You're doing this on purpose, aren't you?
Doing what?
God, this is ridiculous! If only I could just jump through the screen back into the living room without hurting myself, Timmy, I need one of your balls.
No!
Please, I just want to play with it for just a while. I want to see what happens.
My ball!
Now, Timmy, don't be rude. It's good to share your toy. He even said, please, come, be a good boy.
Well, I could always just play with one for a while.
Thank you, Timmy. I cannot thank you enough. I'll leave it outside this door once I'm done with it. Goodbye, everyone.
Take care. Toodaloo. We'll be missing you.
This had better work. I just need to throw this ball as hard as I can at the screen. Yeah! No! Oh, fuck. My head. Oh, good. I can swear again. Oh, what a nightmare. Oh. Ryan! What the hell did you put on the pizza?
That was JC and the balls.
That's the worst band ever.
Balls.
That is the worst band ever. It really is.
JC and the balls?
Yes. An actual band?
It is now.
I want to go first with Temp. How does it feel being on the listening end of Genesis, where you don't feel as threatened?
I don't know. I still feel like I'm part of the Illuminati right now at this secret club going on.
Yes.
So like we're in this party.
We hear about JC's balls.
Oh my god.
I'm threatened by his balls.
Good lord.
Genesis.
So much more than I'm
Genesis. This was another great submission. I love this. Glad you decided to choose the TV route. It was very clear, very concise. I knew exactly what was happening the whole time. Your Australian voice was very distinct. Like, you kind of went, like, way a little bit over the top. But I appreciate that because I was, like, there was no confusion there at all. And I could tell you were having fun riding it with the Puma lines. You were just, like, you know, just having a blast with it. And it was, it made it really fun for me to listen. But I was really won over when the children's one came in with all the rhyming, and then that little kid voice, like, I don't get it. Like, you have all these voices. It's insane. Like, I don't know how you did that little kid voice, but it was so, like, I don't think you've done a voice like that. I want to, like, go back throughout all of your submissions and just, like, see how many different voices you do, and then maybe you could, like, make a demo reel of something. But this was just great. I loved it. And my favorite thing I loved about this whole thing was all the Kingdom Hearts music. I was, like, nerdgasming the entire time. You could ask
me. He really was.
Like,
he really
oh
was.
My god, this is Kingdom Hearts.
Every 3 seconds, Kingdom Hearts, oh my god.
Kingdom Hearts, yeah, Jen. This is fucking, I love this. Temp, you go.
How do I follow that? Again, it was a really great mixing. It was really funny because Blackjack was just every, all the time. Like, oh my god, it's Kingdom Hearts! The background is Kingdom Hearts again! And I was getting distracted because I kept laughing at Blackjack. So, and it was really great mixing. I was cracking up the Australian because that was definitely a new voice. And I was thinking, Pumas, 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 Pumas. And then he had another, like, new voice. Like, the kid would really creep me out. I was like, what is this? It's like the woman in black going on in here? What is happening? And I really did crack up. My part with that got the biggest laugh was the Miley part with the best of both worlds and slamming the door and leaving. I cracked up, and there's some really great
That was Temps, you know? Like that part, yeah.
Yeah, I was cracking up. It was kind of terrible. I was like, okay, it's my, oh, okay, good, she's gone. And but this is really great, and yay, JC, I'm awkward.
I love this for the most part. I did have a couple of nitpicky spots, but this is overall really well done. Very par for the course for you. I like the echo effect, and I love the effect that you put on Ryan's voice so that he sounded like he was on the other side of the screen for the TV. I thought that was great. I'll be honest. The one beef I had was the Steve Irwin type character, the Australian guy. I like the tongue-in-cheekedness of this, where you. Where, like, you sound more British than Australian, but he was kind of, like, for the character, he was a little bit actually low energy, surprisingly. Like, I would have wanted him to be even more over the top because it's just how Steve Irwin's character is. Mm-hmm. He's just really, really over the top. But like Blackjack said, then you get to the children's part, and I just love the fact that you couldn't swear, and that I almost thought you were gonna say, I wish it was all about praying instead of playing, and I thought it was going to become like this, like creepy, like religious kind of children's thing or something like that. And then at the end when he gets out, he's like, "Oh, good, I can swear again." that was definitely very funny. I just want you to know that I really feel like you. It was nice of you to do the Puma section and dedicate that to Temp, because that was totally a Temp ad lib. It really, really was. What? It was like, I was like, this is what Temp does. This is what like, Temp just says. No. It's like, but your style is to just sort of basically just say everything and anything that kind of comes to your head at that moment. And that's really what's going on. You know?
Did you just call me a puma?
I didn't call you a puma.
Oh my gosh.
I'm a temporary puma, you guys.
Temporary puma. That's funny.
Temporary puma.
This is a really good submission. I you did a really good job with this. Really good. All right, we have one more.
Yeah.
We have Janie Gurley, who is a little bit sick this time. She has two themes, as everybody else did. Oh, sorry. I'm in the middle of talking when you did the awe. You're not as awkward as JC's piece was. But no, I'm just kidding. No, I'm just kidding. Theme one was Home for Thanksgiving. Present the Thanksgiving dinner. Must cover the pre-dinner party, which each what each family member is thankful for or not for, and any interesting dishes some may have brought to the table. Characters can need to include at least two of the following: the host, a grandparent, a child, and a baby. And you know, whoever gave her this really was being very nice, because Janie's strength seems to be all these sidebar conversations that are going on. So this was very, very nice of whoever submitted this for her.
That's, we got a kind of a complete opposite for this one. For the next one, I kind of like the... Because they know Janie's styles. Let me just read it. Okay. Her other one she could have chose. Chloe and Vanessa are serving maids at a party thrown by the Wicked Witch of the West, who has threatened them with excruciating torture if they disturb any of her guests. Dot, dot, dot. Who are all mimes.
Oh.
We're going to have like 5 minutes of silence here, aren't we?
This week on Mime It.
That's right. We'll just laugh. How about that? We'll just...
That was hysterical.
Yeah, you have to like laugh and do it. Wait, no, mimes don't make it. Wait, can mimes make sound or no sound at all?
No sound
at all? Wow.
You can just cast go, or something. I don't know.
So, all right, I have a question for you, and this is a philosophical question. Well, there's always the question, if a tree fell in the forest and it landed on a mime, would anyone care? So, no, sorry.
The mime one.
Weird, sorry. Which do you think would be a richer form of torture? To have to watch a mime all day, to be trapped in a room with a mime, or to be trapped in the It's a Small World ride in...
I picked number two.
Trapped in a room with the mime? That sounds so scary. Well,
I can do it with the mime.
Do I get like a video game or something?
You have to sleep with like one eye open because...
That's Dylan's new mafia game, Trapped in a Room with the Mime.
I'm just envisioning this mime with the box.
We'll have Melly or Dylan make a forum game, Memento Mime. That'll be a good one right there.
Oh, God, what have I done?
All right, let's listen.
All right. Whoa, cool.
Is everyone here?
Are we all here?
Oh my God, so cool!
All right, let's quiet down now. Whoa, daddy, quiet down.
I got such a nice family. Right.
I'll join hands.
I don't want to touch
my hands. Fine, hobby table that we've set up for all of you.
Join hands now.
We're joining hands.
Look at my toy.
Okay, good. Be quiet.
Toys.
Right. Bow our hands.
We're bowing. Bowing.
Today, Jimmy, will you please put that toy away?
Jimmy, but it's Transformer. Who's Jimmy?
Today we gather here in presence of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And I want to say thank you for all the lovely things we have around here. Thank you for the chicken for us. I know it's turkey. I just wish it was chicken.
I like chicken.
Thank you for the milk in our glasses. Thank you for the beans in the oven. Thank you for the pie in the kitchen. Thank you for the corn in the bowl.
We're going on a bit too
thank
much
you for
now,
the,
sir.
I'm going to take my time now. Let me speak.
I want to say what I'm thankful for.
And thank you for cold medicine, because I know we're all sick.
Oh, God, it's
in
like
your
a plague.
Name we praise. Amen.
Amen.
All right, now we'll just go ahead and get this done with.
Honey, but we don't
Daddy,
have...
there's no food.
What?
I never made anything.
You didn't make it.
It's not anywhere. You said we were going to pick it up.
I've got
but
some fruits.
Pick it up from the store.
Where's the food then?
You said we were going to go get it from
what
the
do you mean?
Quiet down the street.
I thought we were going to go get it.
I thought you got the food.
I'm too sick, honey. I'm sorry.
I'm sick too.
Mama said she's going to pick it. And Mama didn't.
You're the woman. Why didn't you get my food?
I'm thankful for proof.
I was sick. I couldn't get the food.
Mama lied down.
We're all sick, but we still have to have Thanksgiving.
She lied down.
I want you to
talking, Jimmy. She's the one who got sick. We all
be quiet,
got
Jimmy.
Sick.
Be quiet, Jimmy, please.
I've got my nose. It don't want to move.
You're all sick, Jimmy.
I'm
not sick.
Quiet,
Jimmy.
I'm gonna die before me.
Food.
I'm never gonna die.
Yep.
Stay alive.
Come back, Mama. Chip.
Thanksgiving.
We need food.
There will be pie, Jimmy. Mama didn't know with Thanksgiving. Mama getting no food.
Ralph, just please, will you go to the store and get the food? I can't believe I forgot it, please. Just
you want me to go?
Will you?
You want me to go get the food?
I've got many presents for everyone. What are you talking about?
What? All the stars are closed up in her. All of them. They're all closed.
Store.
That's what happens on Thanksgiving. Everyone's out having Thanksgiving.
But us, not us.
You know what I'm thankful for?
What?
Not your face.
Oh, that's rude.
I'm not thankful for you because you were supposed to be the rude woman. And you were supposed to go out to get the food.
Oh, thank you, sir.
You got nothing.
I like your idea.
Absolutely not.
Oh, don't cough. I can't believe this.
Who are you?
Mom,
I'm leaving. I'm leaving this hellhole.
Don't, Daddy. Where are you going?
Son, don't go.
Where are you going?
We're having such a nice conversation.
Mommy and Daddy go get some chicken. Cause I'm hungry and it's Thanksgiving.
Have some proof.
We're supposed to like have like a feast and stuff, and I don't see. I don't see no food.
So much
quiet.
There's no food.
Yes, I know there's no food.
Mama.
Come on. We've got to just find a way to make up for this.
I don't feel good.
Meal thing. All right. Let me see what I've got in my here closet.
I took it out.
What turkey?
Pantry.
There's no turkey, child.
Got some cereal. Okay. Got some... Lucky
I can't
charms.
Eat cereal.
Lucky Charms.
Lucky Charms.
All right. It tastes good.
Cereal's for the week.
Oh, look. We have some old sardines.
That's sardines.
Who needs a turkey anyway? We've got some sardines up in here.
No, I don't want sardines.
Let's see. Got some Pop-Tarts.
Pop-Tarts?
I like Pop-Tarts.
I have no taste. I can only eat fruits up in there.
But they're not Thanksgiving.
All the
fruits. There's only one left that's half eaten. Jimmy, did you bring it to the Pop-Tarts?
They taste good.
Jimmy.
I'm sorry.
Why'd you do that? Okay.
I like food. They
got some yogurt.
You didn't feed me at all.
That's some Jell-O.
Just been lying down for days.
We don't have nothing.
I have prunes
for Thanksgiving.
We can have prunes for Thanksgiving.
All right, everyone. Pack up your bags.
I don't have no bags.
We are going to the home country buffet.
I don't like that
place.
We're going to
eat some good food.
Do they have prunes?
We're going to have a good time.
I like prunes.
They make me
sad. Mama's going to drink a lot of vodka.
Oh, can I have some?
Wonderful.
I like vodka.
Pack up your bag. Come on, Jim. Put your toys away. You can play after.
Stop drinking.
Play after.
Mom's gonna get her vodka, and we're going to hometown buffet.
So much vodka.
Going to hometown buffet, and that's all I'm gonna say about it.
No.
Prunes.
And that was the many voices in Janie Girlie's head at Thanksgiving, past the 4C.
She has like an entire mental.
You know what I want to see? I want to see, like, you know how on YouTube they have those like Brady Bunch type videos, like in the beginning where it's all like Hollywood Squares style.
Yeah.
Like,
Weezy Waiter.
Oh my
god.
Those, yeah.
Do you guys watch Weezy Waiter?
No.
No.
I like that. Except you guys don't know what I'm
Waiter.
Talking about.
Yeah.
Who is he? He just.
Just kidding.
Yes, he's someone who does that sort of style.
Yeah, he does the clone thing.
Okay. Cool.
Okay.
All right. Now that I have no idea what you're talking about, let's.
Yay! That's every day, though.
Yeah, really. The temp goes.
I'm temp a puma.
First. Okay. No pressure.
Puma.
I don't like being first. Okay, hi, Janie. This is kind of...
Janie's saying hi right now. Hi.
It's kind of awkward since you're, like, judging me on Sing Your Heart Out. Hi. Anyway. Yes, sort of. Not really. I'm not giving any points.
You're a new co-judge, so let me give you a tip. If they're mean to you on a show you're on, then now you could be mean to her on this show. That's how. That's how. That's the fairness in judging.
I want to be like the Paula Abdul of this show.
Okay.
Then I can be drunk the whole time.
You just drunk and go, your outfit is beautiful.
Your face is so pretty. I like your nose. I don't know. What the hell? Anyway, before you guys distract me again, I'm so sad you're sick, but you pulled it out. You really did it. Not the other thing. But I thought the grandma voice was so cute. And I really did. I was like, aw, every time I heard the grandma, it was really strange. But there were a few lines that really made me laugh. That I don't want to touch you line in the background.
Oh, yes.
When they were holding hands. It's like, I don't want to touch you. And I heard that. And then there's like the lines. It's like, wish it were chicken. And then, like, I don't think he'd ever done the Southern accent. And I think it was really well. I can say that because I am Southern. I know.
Hey, y'all.
Keep me away from your second cousin. Anyway, I thought it was a very smart idea to make everybody in the thing sick. So, you know, that way you could be able to still do it. It was really sad.
I think I'm sick now, though.
I wanted to give like all of your characters like some medical marijuana to help you get over it or something. I don't know.
Oh, you said you're Southern, not Californian. Okay.
Yeah.
No, Southern California, maybe. Anyway, but the twist at the end was great with suddenly having no food. And everyone's like, what? What's going on? Why don't we have food? What are we blessing? I'm going to stay with the positive things first. The prunes lines and lots of vodka, they had some really great sound effects. And the line was like, you're not what I'm thankful for, not your face. But the thing is, it did drag a little bit for me in the middle, but it's probably just for me. But I think he really did pull it together, especially since you were sick. So I was like, kudos to you. So, yay. That's my opinion.
You did a great job with this, Jeannie. I mean, it's fun to listen to how you capture that whole people talking over top of everybody else. Unfortunately, that actually was a double-edged sword on this particular one, because it was, I think because you were sick, you sort of lacked some of the energy you had in the previous, and your music was doing levels that were distracting me away from what was happening. Like, it was crescendoing, and I wasn't, like, it was, you know, it's funny because I just finished writing that, helping Zell write that blurb for the soundtrack show and talking about how music affects our emotions and how we think about things and all this other stuff. And it's kind of the same here. Yeah, that shameless plug's coming later. It's that way here. Like, the music was crescendoing and it was confusing me only because of the sense that the conversation wasn't quite doing the same thing. Like, it felt like it wanted to, but it wasn't. I would have really been happy if this was like 2 minutes shorter than it was. I love the concept and I love what you did and I love the little gems. Like, this is the third one of these I've heard now, so I find myself listening avidly to what the little people are saying on the sides to try and hear the little gems that are sort of in there. Things like, you know, like, I don't want to touch her, or fat people are there, I don't want to go there.
You know? I didn't hear that.
Oh, when they're going to go to country buffet, the little kid's like, I don't want to go there. There are fat people there.
If you're here for to listen, when you listen back, like, you're gonna catch things that you didn't time around.
It is really funny.
Yeah.
And the whole vodka thing, and I thought the acting was very good. Mm-hmm. Your characters generally, and I want you to think about this for other shows that you do with acting. Your characters do tend to be a little on the low energy side. You have a weird kind of, I don't know how to say it. It's like high energy for low energy. I mean, you don't really break out of the low energy zone, but you're at the top of that range. Like, there's a sort of, you know what it is? It's an intensity. There's an intensity there, but the energy itself is always really laid back, low key. And that, I think, might be why Temp and I both sort of felt like the middle dragged a little bit. I think that might have been it. But your little quips in the middle of the, like I don't, you know, I don't want to touch him, or fat people, and or we don't have any pie, you know. The whole, oh, the grandmother dude. I was hoping you would go there because I could see it. I could see it coming. The sort of, like, sing and praise Jesus kind of stuff that she was doing about every little thing that was coming to her head. I was loving that. That was really funny. So, I mean, I like the stuff. It was good.
I was gonna say save some critique for me, Reed. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I didn't like the part when you coughed. Ew. I have these really like expensive headphones, and they're like, I know. That was like, she didn't act that out. That was real right there. I think I wrote in the chat.
But I was,
yeah, I was like, oh, I felt like you're coughing on me like through my speakers. It was gross. Right. But that's I'm not counting that against you at all. I'm just joking. What I love about your submissions, like, I was super excited when it first came. I'm like, bam, group Janie, she's doing what she's good at. Good job. But this time, like, the background music was louder for me, because the fun part about listening to all your things, and I'm pretty sure they'll agree, you know, like, you want to pay attention and focus in on, like, the small things and the subtlety that you'll catch on. You'll be like, aha, that was a funny line. You didn't think I'd catch it, but I did, and that was really funny, and I'm glad that I did catch it. But it was really hard for me to catch those because the background music, which I mean, I don't really want to hold the background music against you, but I just want to mention that. And also, I want to agree with Reed on the double-edged sword thing, because the point of this challenge was you had to have three characters, and I know you had two to three characters. I know you had way more than that, but it just wasn't too clear which characters were what. I did get the old grandma gospel lady, which I thought was really good. You did a good job on that. It reminded me of Cage's like grandma lady from beginning of remember that? I think we praised her for that too, so good job on that. But just I like, to be honest, if you asked me what her other two characters were, I couldn't tell you. I mean if I looked at the things again and read them, then I could probably find them, but yeah. And it did drag on a little bit in the middle, but I was too busy like focusing and trying to find like a little quiet thing,
a little gem.
I wasn't too distracted. Yeah, I was trying to find a gem. I was just used to it. But I can see how it dragged on. That's all for me.
You know what? A part of what dragged on is that she ran out of material in the end, in the middle rather. The middle didn't have any actual. It wasn't going anywhere.
And then the music stopped, and it got a little awkward, I thought. But yeah, okay.
But not that's as awkward as playing with JC's balls.
With three. Oh my god. Okay, let's stop this.
Okay, I'm gonna pause this. We're unpaused now. So, we have evaluated, we have looked, and we have judged. And to know who the winner is, come back next week.
After the break.
That's right. Bum, bum, bum. Utterly cliffhangered. You don't get to find out the winners just yet, but you did get to hear everybody, get to hear the critiques. And you did get to hear Temp. Temporary Puma.
No, that's good.
Thank you for being here.
Yay, thank you. This is fun.
Actually, you're good for a guest judge. You should guest judge things more often.
Nobody asked me, but no.
160,000, Reed.
That's how much you owe people?
What?
That's how much I owe these three people.
Yeah, how much do I get paid for the crap that I go through?
Huh? You should pay me now. You should pay me now. I'm an endangered species.
I paid you $40,000 last year.
I'm an endangered species.
She's a temporary puma.
Temporary puma. All right, so just a reminder, next week, guys, is going to be video dubs.
Of animals, ironically.
It's going to be fun.
Oh my god.
It is. If I can video them with animals.
It is. All right, Reed, correct me if I'm wrong. I'm going to do my best explaining it. All right.
Okay.
So, next week, if you guys haven't seen the did we use the Edward dub or example last time? I don't know.
I've seen it.
When Dylan and Zane did the Bella Edward Twilight dub, that's how this is kind of going to be, but it's going to be with the animals. Basically, you guys are going to like improv this improv-ish. You're going to take a video and you're just going to record your own voices on top of it, and it's going to be the animals, so you can make up whatever they're saying, like, oh, I'm going to go get a drink of water now. Yay, this is yummy water. Sip, sip. That I would obviously not win this finale, but that...
sip.
Then the ox comes by and goes, dude, that's vodka. Somebody spiked
it. Is that your big joke, Blackjack? Sip, sip.
Or better yet, the elephant was right by here and he just pissed in the pool. Enjoy your drink, man. You know?
That's so. The chaser with the water.
That's right.
Oh, no. There's a... crocodile and he's in the water. Better watch out for him.
Steve Irwin is on the other side.
Crikey!
So now that's a knife.
Hopefully it's not too difficult.
Crocodile Dundee, not Steve Irwin. Okay. Anyway.
I will.
He is now.
I will. I think I can make it for you guys if you need trouble with the video part. Or me or Reed. Just if you have any specifics questions, you know, just contact us and.
Right.
Not we only always does he have to pay
start
you.
Start your homework now, guys. It's harder to find these videos than you think.
Yes.
Probably 2 weeks.
I was actually surprised when Reed said that.
Yeah. So was I. But it turns out to be very true. All right. So should we let the cows take us out? Till part two.
Take us out, cows. See you guys next week for the final results.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.